Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and you're listening live with our monthly show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. Today is June 2nd, 2015, and it's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to welcome everybody who is currently listening to the show or will be listening in archive. One of the things that we love to do here at The Guide is we'd love to introduce new advertisers, new clients, new people in the community who are offering events, services, promotions, and so forth and so on. And we'd like to bring them on to this show in particular to interview them and let them showcase some upcoming events in the community or what they're up to. So today we have an awesome guest by the name of Philip Lowe, who is going to be talking about the upcoming event presented by Maximum Verbosity, The Secret Book of Jesus. And this is a one-night-only performance on Saturday, June 27th. And it is at 7 p.m., and it will be held at the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome Philip to the show to talk more about his event and what it entails. So welcome, Philip.
Hey there. Thanks for that, Courtney. My name is Philip Lowe. I'm an internationally touring storyteller, and what the Secret Book of Jesus is, it is basically an apocryphal gospel harmony. In the first couple of centuries of the Common Era, there was a cottage industry of people writing gospels, many of them about Jesus' infancy, about the Passion, about his adventures in hell, basically there was this huge folk tradition that sprang up. And around the 5th century, the church created a decree that established the New Testament as we know it and rejected and suppressed many of these gospels. But what I've done is I've gone through all of the infancy and passion gospels. I've tried to streamline them and create them into a single narrative, which I deliver in under an hour. And to the best of my knowledge, I'm the first person to do this. I'd be delighted to be corrected, but I haven't encountered anyone else in my research.
Wow. So can you talk a little bit about some of the gospels that you talk about in your event?
Sure, absolutely. There's several different kinds of these gospels. There's infancy gospels, which are about the childhood of Jesus. There's the passion gospels, which are about the events surrounding the crucifixion. And there's sayings gospels, which are basically lost proverbs and teachings of Jesus. But I've primarily focused on the infancy and passion just for dramatic purposes. I don't want the show to break down into me reciting proverbs to an audience. As interesting as that is to read, it doesn't make great drama. But the Gospel of Thomas is probably the most famous of those. I know that's become very popular in Gnostic circles in recent years. But the infancy gospels, basically these tend to be very sensational in cases. The infancy gospel is largely about the young Jesus learning to use his powers, essentially. They read almost like a superhero origin story. it's crazy stuff. There's stuff of him murdering lots of children as a child. He gets into sort of schoolyard squabbles and kills children and resurrects children and prophecies. And it's very bizarre stuff. And
wow.
A lot of the passion. Yeah, it's really weird, fascinating stuff. And the passion gospels, there's stuff like the harrowing of hell, where in the 3 days between the crucifixion and the resurrection, Jesus descends into hell and joins up with Adam and fights Satan and tramples on death. You know, there's a sequence called the Questions of Bartholomew, in which one of the apostles asked Jesus to let him interrogate Satan, which he does. So he gets the story of the creation from the devil's point of view. And just lots of bizarre stuff.
And these were all gospels that were not included in the New Testament, like the Bible that we know and read every day.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. So what made you get into this? Like, what drove you to do this research and decide to start talking about this?
You know, it was a number of things. I think the initial impetus was, you know, I had a very strict Catholic upbringing. And, you know, you're indoctrinated from such a young age with these stories just form the cornerstone of your brain. You hear them over and over and over again. And I remember getting frustrated with that in the sense of, I wonder what this story would look like fresh if I'd never heard this before. If I was seeing this for the first time, how would I react to the story of Jesus? And then I discovered this huge body of literature of sayings and miracles that I'd never encountered before that were really interesting and breathtaking. And I think I got a whiff of that, and I got really interested in seeing and digging up as much of it as I could.
Wow. That kind of led you to put all of this together and talk about it?
Pardon?
Well, this kind of led you to put all this information together,
yeah,
and sit on it and, you know, kind of put it out there for everyone to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. And there have been, there have been harmonies before. There was a popular practice, a famous one is called the Diatessaron, of people who tried to take the four canonical gospels and create a single narrative out of them, remove overlapping and contradicting events, and create a single text. And, as far as I know, no one's done this with the Apocrypha before.
I have to ask, you're doing this performance. How do you take all of that literature and text and combine it into one performance? What does that entail?
It's not easy, especially because, they're hugely contradictory, at least with the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They at least seem to be referring to some common sources, like there's enough of a single thread going through that you can follow. With the Apocrypha, these are isolated texts that did not refer to each other in most cases. So they contradict each other all over the place. So it was challenging, particularly with the infancy gospels. They are really into infant Jesus killing people. Like, it goes on and on for pages and pages. And I eventually had to just chop, 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 because it would just become incoherent performed as a story for an audience, because it just goes on and on and on. And there's certain sequences. There's the story of Joachim and Anna, which I had to cut. Those are Mary's parents, because there's a tradition in which Mary had a divine conception as well, so that she could be an appropriate sinless vessel for Jesus. That, again, I just had to chop that out entirely and start with the nativity, because otherwise the show would be 3 hours long.
Well, I know that you're coming here to Michigan to do this performance in Ann Arbor at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore. Can you talk a little bit about what people will expect or what people will experience when they come to this event?
Sure. I mean, it's a one-man show. It's a storytelling show, which is exactly what it sounds like. You will walk into a room, you will buy a ticket, you will sit down, and you will listen to me tell you a story for an hour. It's interesting because I tour a lot, and there's communities that have strong storytelling communities that know what it is, and then there's other communities where it's more difficult. There's a lot of people that are really struggle with the idea of sitting and listening to someone talk to them for an hour. You know, I've had people ask, like, oh, so you're like a stand-up comic. Not really. It's a similar kind of thing, but you know, I mean, it really is exactly what it sounds like. You will sit in a room, and I will jump around and tell stories and do poems and songs, and I will relate this to you with as much theatrical ability as I have.
Well, it actually sounds a lot of fun. It sounds like you have a lot of fun with this, too.
Oh, yeah, it should be. I mean, one thing I emphasize is I don't clown it up. Like, I try not to make fun of the text. I try to treat the text as as seriously as I can, but there is material in them that is funny to a modern audience because we are more knowing. there's an early passage with where I talk about the courtship of Joseph and Mary, where Mary's essentially a temple virgin and they're looking for a husband for her, and all the young men are supposed to come and each one is supposed to bring his rod in his hand, and then they're supposed to go and place their rod into the Holy of Holies and pull it out again, and the one who takes his rod and a white dove bursts from its tip is the one who Mary should marry. And the modern audience listens to this and it is pretty clearly overtly sexual. and again, I don't want to deliver it like a joke, but there's definitely a knowing glance where we understand that, this is a very suggestive story.
Do you feel like, you get a good reception with this? Like you have a solid audience with this?
Yeah. I work very hard to make this, my approach with this show is that I try very much to keep myself out of it as much as possible, if that makes sense. I want this to be as close to an experience of reading the Apocrypha as you can get in an hour. And in that sense, I want it to be accessible to people from a variety of faith traditions. I want Christians to be able to come and see, oh, this is an interesting folk tradition. I want atheists to come, and if they want to, point and laugh, they can do that too. I want it to be accessible for people wherever they are spiritually. I think this is really interesting material, regardless of what your spiritual background is.
Well, that's awesome, especially that you're trying to relate to all these different cultures and religions and so forth and so on, because it sounds like it's a lot of fun and it's not you just be saying, here, you must believe this.
Right. It's not an evangelical show.
Well, some events are like that. You kind of go in and you sit down and they're like, here you go, I'm going to deliver this mass amount of text, and by the time you leave, I expect you to believe in it.
Right.
So it sounds like you actually are delivering it and kind of leaving it up to the mind of the audience, how they feel and what they're going to take away from the experience.
Oh, absolutely. It's an interesting thing. The word heresy is one of those with a number of different etymologies and histories, but the one I go with, there's a Greek word, heresis, which means choice. And concepts like choice and free will are very important to me, and I think ultimately that's what this show is about. It's supposed to present you with information, and you can make your own choice about it.
Awesome. Well, you talked about touring, so do you tour all over the United States?
I do. I've toured as far as Melbourne, Australia, is as far as I've been.
Wow. Is it warmer over there than it is here in Michigan?
Yeah, much warmer.
Awesome. So, it seems like a lot about what you're talking about. If someone would want to learn more about, the Secret Book of Jesus and some of these texts and some of these things that you talk about, how would they go about doing that?
If they want to learn more about the show specifically, they can check out my website at MaximumVerbosityOnline.org. But if they're interested in the source texts, really, you can walk into any bookstore and find copies of the Apocrypha in any religious group. You can find them online. These are not, for as much as these texts may have once been suppressed by the church, in this day and age, you can walk into any Christian bookstore and pick up a copy of the Apocrypha. So hopefully that indicates a more relaxed or liberated mindset.
Well, I think it does. I mean, religion has kind of did a little bit of a movement over the past 20 to 30 years where it seems like it's more open-minded is what I would probably say. More people are willing to kind of look at things a little bit differently and kind of are more acceptant of things that maybe weren't talked about, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It used to be kind of straightforward. And now it seems like a lot more people are very open-minded. So I think that in a way you've kind of, you know, kind of taken that energy and worked with it so that you could talk more about things that maybe have not been spoken about, especially these gospels or these texts.
But don't you think there's been a push in both directions, though? I mean, there's definitely been a more progressive movement swelling up in Christianity, but I think we've also seen a much uglier fundamentalist movement starting to dig its heels in and swing the opposite direction almost as a reaction.
Yeah, and that's usually kind of like the course. you get the pushers and then the pullers, so it kind of goes both ways, but... spirituality in itself has kind of evolved and changed a little bit, and that's why the guide exists. we
right.
kind of represent every coin, every fashion, and anything holistic and metaphysical out there in the community. So, I mean, that's what we represent, and that's what we try to do. So that's one of the reasons why I received your your I want to say kind of like your news blast or your email, I was kind of like, wow. let's talk to this guy. This is a little bit different. And I have to say, Penny's not here right now. She's the owner of the guide in the magazine. But what I was telling her this morning, I'm like, yeah, this is who we're going to be interviewing and so forth and so on. She looked at me and she's like, what? because it's so different from anything that we've worked with and heard about. So that's one of the reasons why I was excited to bring you on the air and excited to give you the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to have the opportunity. I do think there is a much more, there's a swelling interest in this material. I think there was that explosion of interest with the Da Vinci Code a few years back that talked about some of the Gnostic Gospels and the suppressed material that I was hoping to be able to capitalize on that and ride that wave, but I think I'm a bit late for it.
Well, that's okay. I think that you're going to have a growing audience. Is there any other work that you are currently working on besides The Secret Book of Jesus?
I'm always working on a bunch of different stuff. I do have a book of political humor out that is completely different tonight, so I hesitate to even mention it. But I have a book of political humor called Indecision Now and as this Secret Book of Jesus, I've tried to be very, you know, measured and thoughtful and disciplined. The book is the exact opposite of that. It's very silly and juvenile and confrontational.
I'll have to take a look at that one. do you have any more, do you have any works for the future or anything else that you maybe will be working on as far as spiritual or metaphysically inclined?
Nothing that I'm ready to talk about at this point. I try to be good about not announcing stuff until I know it's actually going to happen. This show will be going to both Kansas City and Indianapolis after Ann Arbor. So if anyone knows anyone there, you're welcome to, you know, blurt out the name Secret Book of Jesus to them, and I'd appreciate it.
do you have the information on those shows by chance, where they will be at?
Absolutely. They're on my website at MaximumVerbosityOnline.org. They'll both be part of fringe festivals, the Kansas City Fringe Festival in Missouri and the Indianapolis Fringe Festival in Indiana, and should have information as soon as those websites go live, which should be in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, here at the Guide, we actually have, on our radio station, we actually have a worldwide audience here. So I'm sure if any of those people are listening out of state and are in those particular states, they can actually check out those particular, you know, dates and times for the show and definitely go, enjoy. The one thing I did want to mention is the fact that this is actually very affordable for people to come and enjoy. The tickets are only $5.
Yeah.
So So anybody out there who's really interested, it is actually really affordable to be able to go and enjoy this and learn something new that maybe you just didn't know before. So I did want to kind of mention that to our audience in case anybody is really honestly curious and does want to go. I don't know if you know this, but is there kind of like a limit to how many people are able to join this performance or witness this performance?
I do not know the room capacity off the top of my head. And I have it on my website. There's you can reserve tickets online off my website as well, and that has what the room capacity is. I cannot recall it off the top of my head.
Well, I know Crazy Wisdom is a pretty large space, so I'm sure that there's still some availability and so forth. But we're kind of running a little bit short on time, so is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about your event and what this entails, or is there anything you would like to share?
I think if you've got any interest in the material, I do my best to present it honestly, and if you come out any of these nights, I promise I'll do my best to entertain you.
Well, awesome. I want to thank you so much for being here today and talking about this event. I wish I could actually be there, but I'm going to be teaching that night, so I won't be able to be there. But I will definitely mention it to the people that I know here, and hopefully they can go check it out and tell me how amazing it was.
Awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem. I would love if you could give out your contact information if anybody has any questions or if they would like to purchase tickets.
Certainly. The website with the ticket information is MaximumVerbosityOnline.org. If you would like to email me, I can be reached at MaximumVerbosityOnline@gmail.com. And my business phone number is area code 952-926-6728.
Awesome. Well, is there any final thoughts you would leave us with or maybe like a short story?
only thought I'd like to leave with is choice. In the end, that's all that matters.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I definitely highly recommend anybody check out this event. It's a one-night only performance Saturday, June 27th. It's at 7 p.m., and it will be at the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you need that address, it is 114 South Main Street, and that will be in downtown Ann Arbor. I would say if you are going to go to this event, try to get there a little early just because I personally know Ann Arbor, and you're going to have to look for some parking. And you might have to pay for it, too. So that's a good reason why the show is so available. And tickets are only $5, so I definitely highly recommend anybody check it out. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, Phil, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem, and hopefully I will be able to have you on in the future when you have some new shows or a new book or something along those lines. I know you said that you can't talk about it now, but hopefully you can talk about it in the future.
I sure will.
Well, thank you, and I want to wish you a great day, and good luck.
Same to you.
All right. If you're listening, you've been listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Body, Mind, Spirit News. We just had the opportunity to talk to Philip Lowe about his event coming up at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I highly recommend you guys check that out. It's a one-night show presented by Maximum Verbosity, and it's about the secret book of Jesus. So definitely check that out. I want to give out his information one last time. You can visit the website at MaximumVerbosityOnline.org. You can email him at MaximumVerbosityOnline@gmail.com. And his business line is 952-926-6728. And like I said, those tickets are only $5, so make sure you reserve your spot and you get those tickets. So, and if anybody does by chance go and see this event, let us know how you enjoyed it here at The Guide. We always like to hear about local and community events and how people enjoyed them, and we like to kind of showcase those. So Once again, thank you so much, Philip, for being on the show. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you have an awesome performance, and I hope you have an awesome audience. So the rest of the show, we're going to kind of turn it over to Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Magazine. And every month we tend to talk about the issue that we print, and we talk about upcoming events, upcoming radio shows, a lot that's kind of going on in the community. Are you here for this? And sadly, normally we have the whole staff here in the office, myself, Courtney, Melanie, Penny, and Sherry, but Melanie's out on distribution right now, distributing our 40,000 copies of the guide here in Southeast Michigan, so she wasn't able to be here today. Penny, right before the show started, actually had a family emergency and had to leave. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her daughter because her, you know, we're kind of concerned here at the office, and that's why she wasn't able to be here today. But Sherry, the wonderful Sherry, who hasn't been here in a couple months, is actually here today, and she came in while I was interviewing Philip, so I'm kind of excited because I know all you listeners out there probably don't want to hear me alone talk for the next half hour, so welcome, Sherry. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm here.
Sherry hasn't been able to be here for the last couple months, so we're excited because she's here today. So let's talk about this June issue. First of all, I have to say I love the cover. Don't you love the cover?
It is beautiful. It is. I like it. I like the blues. It's nice and calming, nice and peaceful. Everybody'd love to be on the beach.
Yes, and that goes for all of us here in Michigan. We'd all love to be on the beach right now. It's a nice 70 degrees outside, but that's not warm enough for me.
It still is a little chilly right now.
Yeah. So the cover this month features a couple different articles, Holistic Therapy, The Shoulder, Keeping Guys Healthy, and Francesca Mason Boring Coming to Michigan. One of the reasons why I'm kind of slightly joking about the cover is because we actually noticed the last 3 months had flowers. And it got changed up this month. And we love flowers. I mean, March, April, May, everything's flowers. We want to see something green.
Yeah.
So, but we were very excited for June that it kind of had that beach look to it, especially because this is a great time of year to get out there, travel, and go to the beach. So I wanted to talk about one of the biggest events that is here in Michigan, and it will be on June 21st. It will be going on from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m., and it will be taking place at Yoga Therapy which is an in-home studio in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Susanna Rand will be running this event. This is the International Day of Yoga Celebration. So why is this such a big event? Well, if you haven't had the opportunity, I did a wonderful interview with Susanna Rand yesterday. It's in archive. You can check it out at bodymindspiritradio.com. Where she talked about the International Day of Yoga and some of the things that are actually happening overseas. The Prime Minister of India happens to be a yogi, and he is kind of working in collaboration with other countries to kind of set the standards of yoga, kind of put out there, you know, this is what yoga is, this is what yoga should be, this should be the standard for any of the teachers, for anybody who's taking it, and so forth and so on. So the International Day of Yoga celebration that's going to be here on June 21st, there's going to be a lot of classes and a lot of information on what's going on across the world about yoga and how yoga can actually has been proven, it literally has been proven to help patients with COPD, diabetes, chronic headaches, sleep apnea, weight management. They actually have a way to measure yoga therapy now and see actual results. So she's going to be offering classes all day, and they're absolutely free. You can go check out this event, and you can take any of these classes for free. So if you'd like more information on the event, pick up the June guide. The event is square on the back of the magazine. You can't miss it. or you can actually go to bodymindspiritradio.com and listen in archive. It's under In Touch Interviews, and it was the last interview. So it's going to be your first post, and it was an In Touch interview with Susanna Aran. And she talked with us for a whole hour about everything about yoga and what's going on. So I highly recommend you check that out. That is one of the biggest events that is here in the guide this month. You know, the back page was taken out. There's two articles. And this is a big thing. It's a big thing for a prime minister to say, look, we're recognizing this. We're recognizing that it works, that it's a healing modality, that you can actually use it, that it's natural, it's affordable. And we can actually measure the difference. We can actually prove that yoga can help. So this is a big thing, and Susanna was kind enough to bring this to the guide and let us showcase this and be some of the first people to really talk about it. So we want to give a big, huge shout-out to her and thank her so much for that, because we like to bring that kind of news to you guys first and definitely throw that news out there. So thank you so much, Susanna, and we wish you the best of luck on your journey, because she's doing a lot of work in the yoga community. So I wanted to throw that out there, and I also wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up in radio. So every month I do an Up to the Mic article in the guide, and this month I actually featured Wendy Powers. She has a show the first Saturday of every month, which it will be coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m., and she is a psychic here in the community. She will be featuring a returning guest, psychic and numerologist Renee Money. And they will be discussing spiritual topics. And if you actually call in, and I always tell people, please call in like the first 5 minutes of the show. I'm really serious about this. Even though Wendy doesn't take callers until like the last portion of her show, anywhere from 15 minutes to a half an hour, you have to call in about 5 minutes before the show starts, or like right about 5 minutes into the show, because the phone lines fill up very quickly, callers get in queue very quickly, and if you would like a free mini reading from her, you definitely want to be in line. So the Up to the Mic article was all about her and her work in the community. She's a wonderful psychic. She's been featured on TV shows, radio. She's been doing this for over 30 years, so she has a lot of experience. And I also want to recommend anybody who enjoys our In Touch interviews. It's an opportunity for me to interview people in the community, for you to get to know people in our community and what the work that they're doing and what they're offering. On June 8th, which will be next Monday at 1 p.m., Lucienne Larabur will join us to discuss her services on the conscious attitude. She's a life coach. She has a program, Marrying Myself, and she's going to be talking about how you can change your life. So definitely listen to that show and give us some feedback on that. And we're excited to kind of bring her on and allow you guys to get to know her. So what did you like in the June issue, Sherry, now that I've got radio out there?
I just had that. Where to go? Page 8.
Oh, boy. We're flipping. Give us a second.
It's in the beginning, if you're going to go from the front to the back. And it does talk about the different ways that you can try to simplify your life, but also about how you can change things that we don't want to think of a lot of times as, oh, really? That's right. I do that. I didn't know I did that. I need to change that.
And oh, so you're talking about natural habits.
Natural habits, doing some affirmations to change that, because those are so important. A lot of times in order to change habits, which they're not easy to change. We get into the bad ones really easily. We all know that. We do that sometimes without even thinking that we do that. And then we have to really work harder to get out of it. And nobody wants to work hard, but, hey, no pain, no gain, I guess, as they say, even in the metaphysical.
Well, that's true. And isn't the common standard it takes 21 days to break or change a habit?
Typically, it's a 21 days. If it's 21 days to change or to break your habit, or to adopt a new habit. Some habits or some conditions require more time, of course, but
mm-hmm. Well, this is actually a short page. It's a short list of concepts that you can follow or kind of you know, take advantage of. It wasn't written by any of our writers, but it is just as important as some of the pieces that our writers do put out there. I'm kind of glad you brought this piece up because today's the full moon.
Yes.
And this is the perfect opportunity to put your manifestations out there. And the perfect opportunity to put those manifestations out there for change. So if you have kind of recognized a habit within you or something that you need to clear out or change or work on, tonight would be a great time to start working on that manifestation. So today is a great period of time for that. I went through the guide, you know, every month when we get this, I always go through this because, you know, I do the show. I do the show with Penny or the staff. So I went through it earlier, and there's so many different topics this month. Normally I see a common theme in the guide, and that happens naturally. We don't do it on purpose. But the only commonality I kind of saw was a lot of people talking about stress and tension. We just came out of spring. We're going straight into summer, if it warms up here anytime soon. And this is a great time of year to really take a look at your stress and release it. And part of the reason why is because the summer solstice is coming up. It's the longest day of the year. It's the most positive, light day of the year, and it's time to kind of release all that energy. We tend to carry a lot of stress and tension within our bodies on a daily basis. I liked the article by Phil Rosenbaum. He actually talked about how stress affects you on a physical level. Most people don't really realize this, that you carry that stress and that tension, you're going to get it in a physical way. And he talks about how it is physical, anywhere from neck aches, back pain, muscle spasms, headaches, jaw clenching, insomnia, nightmares, depression, mood swings, weight gain, weight loss. It affects you on so many different levels. So I kind of liked that article because it really kind of tackles that, talks about how this is unhealthy and there's ways to release it. So I highly recommend you kind of check out that article. And there was a lot of articles that were published on stress, health, and being whole. And being whole this time of year, you know, we should be whole every single day of the week.
Yeah.
But it's not always physically possible. So there's a lot of articles in the guide this month that kind of talked about that, you know, how to be whole, how to find yourself and really work with yourself and kind of grow on that path. So there was a lot in the guide this month that kind of gave way to that. I wanted to talk about the rock of the month. Did you see that?
I did.
It's chlorite. Have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of chlorite, but not as a stone.
Okay, so I've never heard of it.
Yes, I did read that.
And for me and Sherry not to have heard of a stone, this is kind of off the wall. If Penny was here, she'd be cracking up. You guys ever heard of this stone?
You're like, what? I've heard of it as a chemical, but I haven't heard of that as a stone.
So the article for the Rock of the Month is on chlorite, which I think after the show, me and Sherry are going to have to look this up. It can be found in many shades of green and purples. It can be found inside of a quartz, but it's actually a form of a mineral, or commonly known as seraphinite. So we're definitely going to have to look this up, but I love this. Every month, Body Works Healing Center always publishes an article on a rock of the month. And obviously, there are so many people out there that collect stones and rocks.
Yes.
And we're guilty. We're totally guilty here. And they always like to showcase different rocks and stones or crystals and what they can do for you. So that article was very interesting. It's one that I haven't heard about, so definitely check that out. And then we also always have, I have to find them, Showroom of Elegance, and they always publish a gemstone of the month, and they just published an article about pearls, and a lot of people, you know, wear pearls in their gemstone jewelry and so forth. I do know that pearls are easy to lose.
Yes.
They're very easy to lose. But I thought it was funny that they said early Chinese myths foretold of pearls falling from the sky whenever dragons fought. So all I have to say is some dragons need to be fighting in some places. Because
pearls,
yes, we need more pearls in the world. They're pretty.
They are beautiful.
And they help with health issues in the stomach, heart, and spleen. So if you know somebody who has that issue, a pearl might be a great gift. It's also a traditional gift for the 30th wedding anniversary, and it's also great for a June baby, anybody you know who was born in June. So I thought that that was an awesome article as well. The In the Light section this month was on Dr. Abramsky. Melanie does the In the Light section, and every month she showcases one of our advertisers. And she always does a fabulous job. And this month she published the article about Dr. Abramsky. And he has a psychology experience, psychotherapy experience. He has his own practice. He usually, I think he publishes an article in the magazine.
Yes, it's on page 26.
That section is about him. So definitely check that out. It gives you an opportunity to kind of get to know some of our people in the magazine and in the community. Say that 10 times fast. I would love to talk about our advertisers, but see, this is Penny's and Melanie's forte. usually they always talk about our new awesome advertisers. I will say that we have amazing advertisers that support our magazine every month. They're the ones that keep us going. I know Melanie has worked with a lot of advertisers recently to offer discounts and coupons and discounted rates within the guide. So definitely check out our advertisers in there, because you never know. It might be the one you're looking for, and they got a coupon, or they're offering a very affordable service. So definitely check them out. I did notice that we did have a new ad by Katie Locke. She's a psychic medium, reader, and spiritual advisor, and she does tarot and angel messages. Her ad looks new. I know that we have more new ads in here, but like I said, that's not my forte. Urban Eden has actually been advertising for a few months. You should definitely check that out. They're in there. Yeah.
We do have a lot of new advertisers. I like the fact that they've gotten a little more wide-ranged as well.
Yeah, we always have new advertisers that come on board, and we appreciate all of them. I just, off the top of my head, I'm having a hard time figuring out who's new and so forth. I did want to mention that Accepted As I Am, Barbara White Crow, she just gained the last name Crow, did change up her ads, and she does a monthly radio show, Accepted As I Am. And she's always the fourth Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. I think I got that right.
Well, let me check that out. Accepted As I Am, 6:23, 10 to 11 a.m.
Yep. And she does an amazing show. Her topic's always very on accepting yourself, working with yourself, She does an amazing show on meditations and guidance on really working with who you are and really kind of finding that harmony within yourself. So if you are trying to currently work on yourself and love yourself and be yourself, then her show is a great one to listen to monthly. And she always usually publishes an article as well.
Kind of interesting, because it also goes back to the stress.
Yes.
If we love ourselves a little more and forgave ourselves crazy things that happen once in a while, that it just happens to everybody. You can't avoid it. It just does. We learn to do that, then accepting ourselves lowers our stress level. We are what we are. We are who we are. And, yes, there's things we can do to improve ourselves by all means, and we all can use that. But one of the things is we have to realize we are who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's kind of interesting that this month a lot of the articles revolved around stress. And I know you and I were kind of talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I actually talked about this on my show, Unveiling the Psychic Truth, this morning, because I've had an onslaught of calls and people wanting guidance.
Very retro retrograde brings that out as well.
And,
so does full moon.
Yeah, the combination of the full moon and Mercury retrograde is just not very dandy right now. And it's kind of bringing to the surface a lot of, I want to say, undesirable experiences.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are, I mean, the majority of the people that I've talked to in the last 2 days have had something pop up out of the blue that is just totally not what they wanted.
Yes.
It's a rough experience. It's a rough change. And, you know, Mercury retrograde just brings that out. And then you have the combination of the full moon today, and it's, like, kicked into high gear.
Yes.
So,
well, and the weather teasing us with, oh, I'm warm. Oh, no, I'm cold. Oh, I'm warm. No, I'm cold. That adds to the stress level. And
yes.
Our patience is at an all-time low when all of that goes through as well.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I don't want to say ironic, but it fits where we're spiritually headed, that a lot of these writers wrote about stress this month and kind of how of it, especially with the energy that's kind of in the air. I actually talked to a client last night, and she gave me this example. She told me, I feel like I'm climbing up the hill and I'm almost to the top. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting because most people feel like they're falling off the hill going into a pit. And she said, no. She goes, I feel like it's the reverse. Like all of these rough exchanges, all of these stressful experiences, I feel like, okay, just keep climbing. She goes, and now I feel like I'm at the top. I'm dealing with the most stressful situation that I've dealt with in months. She goes, and I feel like once I'm done with this, then I can roll down and just be free.
That's cool.
And I thought, well, that is a great analogy that I'm going to use. And I'm going to believe it.
Well, you just got to keep moving forward. I know that we get knocked back steps and different things that happen in our lives. We do get knocked back. Those are lessons for us to learn, and we all know that, and as frustrating as they are, and it's like, how many times do I have to go through this before I actually learn this lesson? You and I have talked about that many times before, too. But the thing is, you just got to keep moving forward.
Well, and I think that that is the best advice. I mean, nothing is permanent.
No.
Nothing is ever permanent. I think sometimes we forget that.
Yes.
When we're in the moment of a stressful situation or a stressful experience, we think that the situation is never going to dissolve,
yes,
never go away, and we're going to be dealing with it for a large amount of time or forever.
Forever.
You know, that stress brings that out. Oh, my gosh, this is forever.
Yeah.
And nothing is forever. Nothing is ever forever. And I just, I find it a little interesting that Penny has a book on her desk that says The End of Stress. So while we're talking about this subject, there's just a sign from the universe saying it's coming to an end. But one of the pieces of advice that I gave this client, and I just kind of want to share with everyone out there, tonight is the full moon, and it's a great time for manifestations. And one of the things that I told her, instead of sitting down and manifesting what you want personally, manifest for the whole entire world.
We can definitely use that.
Manifest for everyone, that everyone is at that top of the hill. Yes, we are all experiences and dealing with things that we, you know, we don't care to want to deal with at this point in time, but manifest for the universe. Manifest that this energy is dissipating, it's going away, that this is not something that, you know, will remain permanent, that this is not something that, you know, is going to stay. Because I feel like the universe is, it kind of reminds me of like this mixing pot. They threw all of the Campbell soups in there. And they're like, here, deal with the grittiest, the grimiest, the most complex, the most irritating, and the nastiest stuff. And I feel like the universe is going to take this pot and just dump it and start from scratch. And that's kind of what we need.
Yeah.
We need like an energy shift right now to where the universe says, let's get rid of all of this negativity and let's start from scratch.
Right.
And kind of build something new, better, and wonderful where it's like the best chicken soup you've ever tasted in your life. So kind of look at this energy right now as like, yeah, this pot sucks. But the universe is getting ready to dump it out, and we will start fresh, and we will start new. And if we can help the universe manifest that by kind of manifesting for the world, then I think that that energy shift will happen a lot faster.
Yes. And it's a great thing because we're also here on Earth to help each other.
Yes.
And by manifesting for the whole, we manifest not only for others, we do manifest for us.
Yeah. It kind of helps everyone, and it also helps you. So, and I'm sure our listeners out there probably, if they're not dealing with a stressful situation, know that somebody is.
Yes.
So kind of pour that energy out tonight. And, you know, that's the goal of the guide. That's the goal of what we do here. We're here to help everyone and inspire everyone and encourage everyone. So I know tonight that that's, you know, the energy work I will be doing is for everyone. So if we can kind of join in on that, I think that will have an amazing outcome.
It takes a village, not just to raise a child. But once they're raised, they got adulthood to listen to and get through.
So was there anything else that you thought that was kind of awesome in the guide for this month?
There actually were a few in here that I did like. I like the stress. We all have stress. Not that I like stress, because I don't like stress. But I understand how it affects all of us. And those of us that actually are empaths can feel what other people are feeling. That doesn't make it easier either. And that's one of the other things, too, is if you're an empath and you know you're an empath, and you're, even if you don't know that you're an empath, if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm fine, and all of a sudden you're starting to feel creepy, or you're starting to feel sad, or you're starting to feel something that's just off, you need to ask yourself, is that you, or is that somebody else, because you're picking up for somebody else. That just adds to our stress, the not realizing that it's not ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to let them live theirs, and we have ours, and keep going that way. And just realizing what's going on, because it will help us relieve our own stress by knowing that we're only having to deal with our own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did want to mention an event coming up. Francesca Mason Boring. She's a bicultural author, international facilitator, and trainer. She'll be coming to Michigan. The dates are June 12th through the 14th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This will be happening in Plymouth, Michigan. You can register online through email by emailing Liz Jelinek. I can't say it.
Believe it. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
I'm going to spell it.
Jelinek.
It is Jelinek at Comcast.net, or you can actually call her at 734-646-4886. This is going to be an awesome experience. There's actually an article written by her in the guide, The Sacred Circle of the Family System Rooted in Reality. So definitely check that out. And I also wanted to mention another upcoming event on June 26th at the Unity of Livonia Church. That will be in Livonia, Michigan, and David Roth is coming in concert. That show will be at 7:30 p.m. He is a singer, songwriter, and guitar player. Strikes many chords, hearts, and minds with his unique songs, offbeat observations, moving stories, sense of the hilarious and powerful singing subject matter. Tickets are $20. You can go to unityoflivonia.org or order by phone. That phone number is 734-421-1760. Or you can get tickets at the door beginning at 7 p.m. So you'd actually have to be there a half hour early to get those tickets. And I would say any concert put on by a Unity church, definitely get there early.
Yes.
Definitely get there early. I also want to mention, because we're getting down to about the last six minutes of the show, there are a few pieces in the magazine about Father's Day. And last month, you know, there was a few things in there about Mother's Day. So we just want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Even if you're only a father of cats and dogs, you're still considered a father.
Yep.
So, I know you take care of your dad, so definitely a happy Father's Day to your dad.
Thank you.
He's a hoot.
He is 90 years old, doing well, and you wouldn't know it. But he is 90 years old, because most people don't realize that.
No. Happy Father's Day to my father as well. So, and I say that I love my father. He's actually my stepfather, but my biological father has passed. So I would say happy Father's Day to him, but hopefully he'll hear it on the other side of the ship, so to speak.
Sure he does.
You know, I keep coming back to this puppy article.
I know. It's amazing. I loved this little thing about it. It was, and it's
Penny and Howard, one of the things that they like to do in the guide every month is they like to put, like, little tidbits, quotes, short stories, pieces of advice, a little bit of humor into the guide. And it's one of those things that we always hear about. All of our readers will always tell us, I love this short little story that I read, or I like this short little quote, or this funny little clip. And the one that keeps grabbing me and Sherry this month, it's on page 11 of the guide. It's called The Puppy. And basically, to make a long story short, this little boy goes into a store where this gentleman is selling puppies, and they're $30 to $50. The child only has $2.37 in his pocket. The guy says, well, I'll let you look at him. And there's a puppy that comes out that's kind of lagging. And the gentleman tries to convince this child that he doesn't want this puppy, that it's not going to be able to run and jump and play as much as, you know, the other puppies and so forth and so on. And this child is so determined to have this puppy to the point where he's like, I'll give you the $2.37 now. I'll pay 50 cents every month until I have paid for him in full. And this gentleman's still trying to convince him, like, you know, wouldn't you like a normal puppy, blah, blah, blah. And the little boy reaches down and he rolls up his pant leg to show that he has a crippled leg. And the little boy is pretty much telling the guy, you know, I think that I will want this puppy because this puppy deserves to be with somebody who will understand it. And it's just such a cute story.
Yeah. Different things that we don't realize.
Yeah. I like the...
Everything has worth.
Yeah, I like the end where it says, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks away.
Yeah.
And ain't that the truth? but it's one of those stories that is, you know, grabbed my heart, especially when I read it today, especially because there's been so much animal abuse in the media lately, on Facebook, Twitter, on the news. You know, I have to say on behalf of everyone here at the Guide, if you see animal abuse taking place anywhere, please report it. Please help that poor animal.
Yeah.
You know, they can't help themselves, and we as a society need to kind of step up and put a stop to that. I mean, I'm at my max as far as pets. I'm sure you are, too.
I am too.
But if I could have 10 more, I would totally take them.
Yes, I would, too. If I could open a sanctuary, I would.
Yeah, so let's stand up and help these animals and help, you know, put them in good homes, you know, let them love, you know, the universe, God, Buddha, whoever you believe in, put them here to be loved and cherished. And they love and cherish us. I mean, my cats drive me nuts, but I love them.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they keep me on my toes,
yeah.
Especially at 4 a.m.
Mine too.
So
I know, smart a cat sometimes is not easy.
No, it is not. Sometimes I think they're smarter than me. I'm like, all right, they're going to take over the world one small claw at a time. But, yeah, if you see anything that pertains to animal abuse, please don't support the abuse. Stand up against it, and let's stop this. Let's stop this as a community. Let's stop this in the world. You know, let's just stop animal abuse. But moving on.
Well, I will add one little thing on that as well, simply because we're coming into the hot weather, and so many people take their animals with them, and they leave them in the car. They don't realize how hot and inside that car can get.
Mm-hmm.
Such a short time, and so many animals, and not just animals, because it starts with animals and then goes into our young ones. They leave those animals and they leave those young ones in the car and don't realize how hot it gets. And we have to be aware of that, too. You see that. Please, please, please do whatever it is you can to save the life of whoever it is that's inside that vehicle, because it's just, it's so hard. Do that accidentally, and they don't realize it, and they're in such a hurry because of different things and the stresses that we're under. This is some of the stuff, one of the reasons we need to lower our stress levels so we actually can think straight. And it's just do whatever you can to help with that. Call 911 and do whatever you can.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I know that we didn't cover everything that was in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, but if you would like a copy of the guide, we deliver it to 1,400 locations. You're more than welcome to call us here at the office if you need to find out a location near you that actually delivers the guide. Our phone number here at the office is 734-513-6137. If you would like to become an advertiser, a writer, or are interested in joining the guide in any shape, form, or fashion, please email us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. We would love to help promote you, your business, your products, your ads, your writing, and so forth and so on. If you're interested in any marketing, please email Melanie. She's awesome with ad design, Facebook creation, website design, and so forth, logo design. We offer so many services here in the marketing department. Her email is marketing@bodymindspiritguide.com. Lastly, on one of our radio shows, or you would like to have your own radio show, please contact me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. You are more than welcome to pick up a guide. If you cannot find one on the stands and you would like it delivered to your home every month, we do offer subscription. And lastly, if you would like to read it online, you're out of state, out of country, please visit bodymindspiritguide.com. All of our issues are up there on PDF format, and all of our articles are there, and you can take a look. And if you're interested in any of our other radio shows, please visit radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, where we have them all in archive. Definitely take a listen to them and check them out. We would love to hear feedback from you. Let us know how we're doing, what you'd like to see more of, and we appreciate you being here and being with us and supporting what we do. We love what we do, and we hope you love it too. We want to wish you a wonderful the rest of June. Enjoy that start of summer. Get out there. Enjoy that sunshine. And once again, please check out International Day of Yoga Celebration, June 21st, 2015. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And check out those classes. Everybody have a wonderful day. And on behalf of the guide, have a happy summer.